Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamer Tag Radio Emergency Podcast. We haven't done this in a while. And joining me for this episode, by the way, I'm Danny Pena. Sorry, I'm just all over the place. I was not expecting this at all. But joining me for this emergency podcast, we have Paris here. Paris, dude. You were the one that called me.
Yes.
You were the one that called me.
I'm literally, look, I'm trying to refresh to get a 3080 card, right? And I was like, and I'm just sitting here on the internet. And all of a sudden, I see a tweet from Jason Schreier, and it goes, Xbox just acquired ZeniMax and Bethesda. And I go, wait, what? And I'm looking at, is this a fake? This has got to be a fake account. I go, this can't be real. What am I looking at? And then I'm looking again. I'm like, oh my God, this is literally Jason Schreier. This is happening. And then boom, got the press release. I call you and I'm like, did you hear the news? And, dude, I'm absolutely blown away by this. This is insane. Absolutely insane.
This is insane. And here's my theory. Guys. So last week, the big buzz, PlayStation Showcase, pre-orders started, $399, everything, right? Tomorrow is where you could also now start pre-ordering for the Xbox Series S and X. This news just popped up the day before that. This was all planned. You do know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. It's not like, hey, it just happened. No, this been in the works for a while. I bet you. And they were like, we're gonna announce at the right time, and this was the right time. This was a bomb that just dropped in the industry. Huge thing for X. But not only that, think about this, guys. That's a lot more studios that they have first party. Number one. Game Pass is going to grow when it comes to content-wise. Right now, today, they just announced, Xbox announced that there's 15 million subscribers now. And this is just the beginning, Paris.
So let me read this. Because again, this is Phil Spencer. This is on their blog post. And also Todd Howard and Uncle Pete. Pete Hines also has something too. I'll grab that in a second. But again, like you can even see just in this Xbox plus Bethesda screenshot they have up here, Dishonored, Wolfenstein, The Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Doom, Starfield, The Evil Within, and Prey. And that's just what they have up there. And then Phil Spencer goes in talking about the acquisition and how excited they are to get ZeniMax Media, the parent company of Bethesda Softworks. Now that's adding 2,300 more people into Microsoft Game Studios. Their studios now have gone from 15 to 23. Ooh. And we're talking, you know, studios. Look, what's this here saying? This is saying studios across Bethesda Softworks, Bethesda's Game Studios, id Software, ZeniMax Online Studios, Arcane, Machine Games, Tango Gameworks, Alpha Dog, and Roadhouse Studios. These are the teams responsible for the franchises like The Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Wolfenstein, Doom, Dishonored, Prey, Quake, Starfield, and many more. You know, dude, this is insane. And then he also goes in to say, and I want to find the exact quote because I don't want to screw it up. Mm-hmm. Wait, where is it? Because he's talking about this now being a part of PC and Game Pass. Wait, I don't want to screw it up. But you get my point. No. I'll find it in a second. Yeah. But all this stuff is now going to Game Pass. All this, these games that are on PC, you're now going to be able to get these cards Game Pass on the console and the PC. This is insane. Okay, here's the quote. Phil Spencer is saying, we will be adding Bethesda's iconic franchises to Xbox Game Pass for console and PC. One of the things that has most excited me is seeing the roadmap with Bethesda's future games, some announced and many unannounced, to the Xbox console and PC, including Starfield. Dude, if they get Starfield exclusive to them. Now we're talking when what's been our main problem with Xbox? They ain't got no games.
That's what
we've been saying. Mm-hmm. They just took, think about this. They just took a major publisher off the board. that is now a part of Microsoft Game Studios. So all these IPs, and I'm sure there's like things like Deathloop are still going to show up on PlayStation because that was agreed to ahead of time. But moving forward, the next Fallout's going to be exclusive to Xbox. Think about that.
But not only that, Paris. Elder Scrolls. Not only that, Paris. There's an opportunity for them to also bring back a brand new Fallout New Vegas, because Obsidian is also part of the Xbox Studio family, you know? So
yeah,
that is an opportunity too, that it could happen in the future. This is huge.
Yeah, I mean, because we're doing this so real time. I'm trying to find all the blog posts here. All right. So this is Pete Hines. What is he going to say? Pete Hines is talking about, and I won't go through the whole thing. I'm really just trying to scroll through this super quick. So allow them to be more better. What about Starfield? I'm just scrolling through this quick. Someone had said on Twitter that games were still going to show up on that Pete Hines said that games were still going to show up on PlayStation. I was trying to see if he officially said that somewhere. Because again, I would assume things like Deathloop obviously is still going to be on PlayStation because that was already an agreement they had. I'm just curious future wise what that means. I would assume Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Doom games moving forward, things like that are going to now, Wolfenstein are now going to be Xbox exclusive games. That would be the assumption here.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what happens when a company's in second place or maybe third, that they're hungry and the company is going to start doing stuff like this, you know, and at the end of the day, we win. This is a perfect example, like how this is bad. This is an amazing thing. And not only that, as a Xbox Game Pass subscriber, I'm excited for this, man. Even if those games is coming out for the other platforms, it's still going to be on Game Pass.
It's still going to be on Game Pass. And I guess that's the thing. Now, look, we're all obviously shocked and excited about whatever, but I can't see the other side of this. Because again, a major third-party publisher has been taken off the board, right? So I can see the argument that now you've made all these major IPs exclusive to one platform. So again, potentially these games don't show up on PlayStation anymore. Again, we're still, this is all breaking news. We're trying to figure out all the intricate details. So again, let's just say Starfield, as an example, will not be on PlayStation. I can understand that upsetting some people for sure, because it's a major new IP that now you have to either play it on PC or you got to go get an Xbox to play it. So I can understand some people being upset about that. But on the flip side of what you're saying, Danny, this adds so much more value to Game Pass, which again, we've been saying for the past few months, this is eventually going to be the future of the way we consume games. And to now say for $10 a month, or if you get Ultimate $15 a month, I'm getting all the Fallout games. I'm getting all the Elder Scroll games. I'm getting all the Doom games. I'm getting all the Wolfenstein games. Dishonored. I mean, wow. That's freaking huge, dude. It's huge.
This is huge.
It's freaking huge.
Starfield. Imagine Starfield on Game Pass day one.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Bethesda never announced where that game was going to be available. So this could be technically a first party exclusive now. They never said it was going to be available in all platforms.
Yeah.
You know, that's an example. Now, if there's a game that it was announced to say, it's coming out on PlayStation now, Bethesda is also going to release that. But the only difference is, like I said earlier, is going to be on Game Pass. So this is a huge industry shakeup. Because look, what was the rumor that we've been hearing about now for months? First was Bungie right now.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
I'm really starting to think that's real now. By the way, I think they tried. Well, I do think they tried.
I think they tried. They tried.
Yeah.
The other one was about Warner Brothers. But dude, nobody was talking about Bethesda that I know of. Have you even heard about this? Because this is my first time. I've never even heard about this.
This is the first time I'm hearing this. This is why it's so crazy. This is why this is just so mind-blowing. Nobody saw this coming.
But see, the timing was right, Paris. The timing was perfect because, what was the talk last week? PlayStation. And about the price. how you will get the 4K experience for a cheap price, $399. But like everyone was talking about that. They were talking about the pre-order issues, and that was the talk. And I remember for like the past weekend, I'm browsing like on YouTube, and the most common thing that everyone was saying, besides talking about that places, but they were like, see, Xbox needs to step up with their first party. They need to step up with their first party. They have been acquiring. We haven't seen it yet, but in the future, it's going to be big for them. Look, right now for launch, yes, it hurts that Halo Infinite is not around. It's not going to be out for launch. I totally understand about that, right? But that's a short-term issue. Long-term, now that even Bethesda is going to be part of Xbox Studios, dude, this is going to be huge. Give it like a good 2 years or so. That's where you're going to see a lot of like the big, big games coming out from Xbox Studios, man.
Well, again, this is the long-term play. I do think short-term, this didn't come out today by accident. This, because what happens tomorrow? Pre-orders go on sale for the Series X and the S. This now generates excitement. Xbox will dominate the news today, the news cycle. I mean, and I'm not just talking IGN kind of funny level. I'm talking CNN's going to talk about this. You know what I mean? NPR's going to talk. There's going to be Yahoo Finance, MSNBC. They're all going to talk about this because this is a huge acquisition for Microsoft to get ZeniMax Media, right? $7.5 billion. That's huge. So they're going to dominate the market now all of a sudden. And then what's going to happen in those news cycles? Oh, and tomorrow at 8 a.m., Microsoft starts taking pre-orders for their next generation consoles. So they're generating excitement for their hardware. So I do think you'll see an uptick of people wanting to go get the X and the S because of this news, right? Mm-hmm. Again, this adds immediate value to Game Pass. And again, I don't even know exactly what the details are. I know Fallout 76 is on Game Pass right now. So I think it's safe to assume Fallout 76 is permanently going to be on Game Pass at this point, right?
No, that's another, I think there's Wolfenstein in there.
Well, that's what I mean. I'd have to go look.
Elder Scrolls Online.
But hold on, Danny. My point is now their entire library is going to be on Game Pass, whether it's today, but it's going to be soon. Once the acquisition is 100% complete, their entire library is on Game Pass. They can now start to market and say, look at all this value we're giving you on Game Pass for $10 a month or $15 a month if you get Ultimate. So, and even on Game Pass PC, I guess a Game Pass PC is $10 now too as well. But the point is, whether you're on PC or whether you're on the console, look at the games that you're going to get from Bethesda. And I mean, we're not talking, I mean, look, you can argue some of the buggy stuff with like Fallout 76 or whatever, but look, Fallout 3 is a banger, right? Doom Eternal's been a banger. Wolfenstein is a banger, right? I mean, Dishonored, hugely underrated games, both of them. So these are now going to be available to you on Game Pass. It's freaking big. And then like you've already said, Danny, Starfield down the road, the next Elder Scrolls down the road. These are long-term things that we know are coming. And these were things we were already excited to get. So again, we're looking at this from a Microsoft standpoint. I like I said, I see the other side of this as well. But from a Microsoft standpoint, dude, if they're trying to compete, they said ain't in no console war, but if they're trying to up their market share in gaming, they just instantly doubled the value of their exclusive lineup. Instantly.
Yep.
I mean, because what were we talking about? Halo. Oh man, Gears, I don't know, maybe it should take a break, all that. You know, okay, we know Fable's coming, we know Avowed is coming, we know the next Forza is coming, great. But short term, they didn't really have much because Halo got delayed. Now at least this adds to the backfill of games that you can jump into, Bethesda games that you can play. Because this is a true statement. I haven't played Doom Eternal. I've heard nothing but great things about it, but I've never really played it. Classic. Just a little bit, like at trade shows, I played a little bit. Guess what? It's on Game Pass now. Now I have zero excuse to not go play it now at this point. I'm a huge fan of Wolfenstein, as you guys know. Dude, now they're all available on Game. I mean, you're just adding value to that subscription service by doing this. And yes, it costs Microsoft a pretty penny to do it, but they're going to more than make this up in the long term. Just look at the IPs that they acquired. It's huge. This is absolutely huge for them.
See, now the Xbox could do this. Gears could take a break. Halo could take a break. Like those games that's always coming like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, development-wise, this could take spread them out. Not only that, Game Pass could be now like Netflix that every month or even sometime almost every week we might see new content. Because remember this, it's not only the AAA games, but also those games that developers been like experimenting to see if it's going to work or not. Now they could approve that and put it on Game Pass. For example, like Grounded, that's a game that became a hit as an experiment. It wasn't even something that was going to be big, you know? So that's pretty huge. And Paris, Satya is definitely taking this gaming thing.
Seriously, dead serious.
Seriously.
That's the thing. That's the thing about this. Look, as a gamer, look, I'm going to curse, beep it out. Forget this console war, okay? As a gamer, I understand, all right, okay, I can't play it on PlayStation, but this goes to show you how serious Microsoft is about the gaming platform, about Xbox. I mean, look at what they've been doing since 2016. They have upgraded the services. Look at the hardware that's coming out, both on the high end and the low end now with the S and the X, right? They have fully embraced the PC platform. They've given you a subscription service and Game Pass that has extreme value to it. They are making these studio acquisitions that aren't, just a little studio here or there. They went and just said, you know what? We're just going to take one of the major third-party publishers completely off the board and make it a part of us to basically double our value as a publisher. That's what they just did. That is huge. That tells you Microsoft is in this for the long term. This isn't just, oh, we just throw a little money at it. If it works, great. If not, oh, well, we'll go do something else. No, this is telling you right now that the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, along with Phil Spencer on down the list, they are 100% invested into gaming. And I truly take all the things that they have been saying over the past couple of years. I take it at face value. I believe them. This acquisition shows you they are serious about this. So look, short term, yes, it's going to launch. Series X and S is going to launch. It may not have Halo at launch, but look at the long-term value that you're going to get from this. That's how I'm looking at this. Be very excited about it. Again, even if you're a PlayStation gamer, be excited about this, because guess what? You know what this is going to do with PlayStation? I guarantee you there will be a meeting today and going, what the hell? They just got Bethesda. Okay, how do we counter this? It adds more value to us as a gamer. That's the whole point of this. So be excited for it. Truly be excited about this.
Now, how crazy is going to be, Paris, for people that are planning to pre-order tomorrow because of this news? From the hardcore side.
The hardcore was getting it anyways. What I think this does, and our good friend Tony Polanco sent us a message even saying he saw people on Twitter going, man, I was only planning on getting PlayStation right now, but this just made me change my mind. I think I need to go get an Xbox too. That's what this does. This makes you think, dang, Xbox ain't playing around. Maybe I do want to go get one. And oh, guess what? You can go get one for $299. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Not only that, $25 a month. Even like that too.
Yeah. But this is the point I'm making. This lets you know that they are definitely taking this serious. They want to earn your business. And again, as a consumer, show me the value. That's it. Forget this console war nonsense. I don't care anything about that. I'm just saying, as a consumer, Xbox just gave me another reason to want to invest into their ecosystem, to want to purchase their hardware. That's the point. Like, I'm a Game Pass subscriber. You just really cemented me wanting to be a Game Pass subscriber, because I now, there were games that I 100% were going to get anyways that now there's just a part of the subscription I already got. I mean, think about that. Next Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Starfield, next Wolfenstein, next Dishonored, if they ever make that, Prey, all that stuff, I got it now. It's on Game Pass. It's crazy.
Let me ask you this. And look it up online. When was it that it was announced that Game Pass had 10 million subscribers? That was like a few months ago, right? Or was it like late last year?
It was either late last year or beginning of this year. It was, something like that.
It was like around that. But now it's 15 million. 15 million subscribers now within that announcement till now. Now, another thing that they could easily do, Microsoft, if you go to the stores, let's say this holiday season, they could have like posters or even the boxes. They could add it in there too. Put the you know, characters from Bethesda, like all those past games available Game Pass, yeah. like a special flyer or something like that. Even ads, they could start doing that too, man, to really push the service even more. Because at the end of the day, it's about educating the casual market, the people that don't play that much and doesn't know about the service. But once Microsoft start promoting that Paris, it's going to grow even more, dude. It's going to grow like crazy. Especially now, yeah. There's people that – look, we've been to a lot of the events from Bethesda, a lot in the past, even parties. Remember the big one was the circus one that they had at E3? That was a lot of money, man. Bethesda puts down like a lot of money for not only the games, but also like events and press conferences. Like this might be the biggest news in years. And when it comes to like from the gaming industry, like I don't know what else other one like bigger than this. Like this is insane, dude.
Yeah.
Insane. So maybe like okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm people that are live watching this can see this. I'm actually just on Xbox, the Xbox app on PC right now. So I'm looking at Game Pass PC. Wolfenstein is already available. Fallout 76 is available. It looks like that's about it. Doom is not. And this is PC. Wait. I don't know about console. It could be different on console. But
it is different on console.
But you know all this stuff is coming, right? This is all going to come to Game Pass. And Phil Spencer said in his press release, to look like Todd Howard pretty much echoed it as well. But that's the thing, man. You're going to start to see the value of this thing just skyrocket because you're just adding more games that people want to play. And with Game Pass, it at least allows you to go try it out. If you've never tried out Dishonored, go try it. Because again, I think Dishonored is one of the most underrated games we've had in the past decade that I don't think enough people have played. Now you're going to get a chance to try that out. The Quake games, you're going to get a chance to try those out. Wolfenstein, obviously you can try out. I guarantee you they'll have the full back catalog of all the Fallout games on here, you know, to be able to play. So again, man, this was shocking. This was definitely shocking to happen on a Monday morning like this. But I'm excited for it.
People are going to say this, Power. They're going to be like, where were you when you heard the news that Xbox acquired Bethesda? Look, I was sitting down. I went online. I'm like, there's nothing really going on. So I started watching Netflix. And like 10 minutes later, I get a call from Paris. Breaking news. I was like, what?
Pause super quick because I'm we're doing this all real time. So Armad Artic, shout out to Artic. He is saying on Game Pass right now, Dishonored 2, Fallout New Vegas, Rage 2, Wolfenstein, Elder Scrolls, and Fallout 76. Jesus Christ. It's on there now. So imagine they're going to add the rest later. All the rest is going to come on there. And now that they own them, those games aren't going to go away. Those games will permanently be on Game Pass. Think about that.
Yep. Paris, not only that, think about the contents from the Xbox 360 days too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're all going to be there. All that stuff. Fallout 3 will be there, which again, I would say to anyone, if you've not, of all the Fallout games, New Vegas, which he said is on there, but Fallout 3, you know that all that stuff's going to be out there. Absolutely go play those. Which, speaking of New Vegas, think about this now. They already acquired Obsidian. So if they ever decide, hey, let's make a Fallout New Vegas 2. hey, walk down the hall. Hey, Obsidian, y'all want to make a new Fallout New Vegas? Yes. Sure. Now they can go do it.
Yeah.
Now we can go do it. It's crazy, dude. Yep. It's crazy, man.
It's nuts. Now.
Yeah.
What's going to happen next, Paris? Like, I don't know if Xbox is going to acquire, because they're saying that they're still planning to acquire more studios in the future, hopefully. One or two more. That's what they said.
Well, like I said, I do think the Bungie thing, there it was some smoke there. I think they tried. Let's just put it that way. And maybe the cost was just simply too high for what Bungie would want it to do. So that goes to show you they're definitely willing, you know, to spend the money and go out and make a huge splash. I know like people in chat are saying CD Projekt Red. I doubt that one as well, but I don't know. I don't know. I think of who's the studio that makes, I'm blanking on names now, because it's coming next year. Dead not Dead Rising. Gosh darn it, I'm blank. This whole news has me flummoxed. It's the sequel, the zombie game. You know what I'm talking? They're making a part two.
Left 4 Dead?
Not that. No. We're sounding dumb because I can't Dying remember.
Light.
But
Dying Light.
There you Dying go. Light. Dying Light 2. That's the one I'm thinking of.
That's Breath Sex after them.
Yeah, there you go. Stuff like that. I mean, clearly they're being very aggressive right now, trying to, you know, build out the portfolio. Because again, when we talk about PlayStation, we see all these studios that PlayStation has in-house that are making these exclusive IPs. Clearly, Microsoft is now trying to match that. They want to say, here's our exclusive lineup. Here's why you want to buy an Xbox, because here's all the IPs you're getting. And getting Bethesda is a huge step in the right direction towards that. It really is.
But now
I'm flummoxed. I mean, I'm still flummoxed over this. It's crazy.
Think about this though, Paris. Like, even forget about Bethesda. With the studios that they acquired, Xbox, now for like a year or two, now they had more games, first party, potentially for next gen now, more than PlayStation, because PlayStation hasn't really been announcing a lot. They have the IPs from throughout the years, but it hasn't been announced yet, right? So the ones that have been announced, it looks like Xbox has the most IPs, like first parties, coming up for next gen, unless PlayStation changed that later in the future and they'll probably announce like more games. But now adding Bethesda into the lineup, that's a lot of freaking games, dude. That's a lot of games, first party. So now people can really say Xbox doesn't have games. Like, it's going to happen. Potentially it's going to happen. That's it. Like, it's coming. It's coming. This is huge. This is freaking huge, man.
Okay, so I'm looking at the official Xbox Twitter account, because again, we've already seen how quick they are to respond to stuff.
Yeah.
So the Xbox Twitter is saying these amazing teams are responsible for iconic franchises at Elder Scrolls. Oh my God, they got the Elder Scrolls Online too. That's another one. Fallout, Wolfenstein, Doom, Dishonored, The Evil Within, Prey, Rage, Quake, Starfield. I mean, on down the list. I mean, we've already said this before, but again, just to reinforce what you're saying, Danny, look at all these known IPs that are now coming to Game Pass. See, I look at it more, forget Xbox, PlayStation. I look more at Game Pass. I look at more of that. I'm spending 10 or 15 bucks a month and you're just adding even more value to that, to the games that I want to play, be it on a console, be it on a PC. These games are now coming. I basically own them now. That's the way I look at it. And it's exciting, man. But I'll go back again. Mm-hmm. So you got to think, whether E3 exists or not or whatever, but in a couple years, you're going to have Phil Spencer walk up on a stage for a game showcase, and he's going to present Starfield. And it's now exclusive to Xbox. That's wild. That is freaking wild, dude. The next Elder Scrolls... And again, take it back to the history of Xbox. If you remember when the 360 launched, because it came, remember it didn't come at launch, but it was that spring of 06 was Elder Scrolls. And that was huge. It wasn't an exclusive game to Xbox, but that was huge. It was defined by Xbox because that's where we played it. Remember the horse armor DLC, all that stuff. So now when this was Elder Scrolls 6, I guess it'll be. But when that one comes, basically the sequel to Skyrim is going to be exclusive to Xbox. Think about that. It's crazy, dude.
That is
huge. It's crazy.
Now, I know we were saying a lot of good things, Paris, but do you see a bad side of this?
Yeah,
from the industry wise.
Yes, it's like I said earlier. The bad side of this is, if I'm a PlayStation gamer, you're now taking these IPs away from me. You're now going to make me have to go get a PC. Or go get an Xbox to play these games. And again, let's see how all the details work out. We're just taking this at face value that these IPs will now eventually be exclusive to the Xbox platform, right? If I'm a PlayStation guy and I had no interest in getting an Xbox, I had no interest in subscribing to Game Pass, but I wanted to play the next Fallout, I wanted to play the next Elder Scrolls, I wanted to play Starfield, I now have to make a choice to go jump into the Xbox ecosystem to do it. Maybe I don't want to do that. So from that standpoint, it potentially could be a negative if you look at it from that way, because they were a third party. They were a major third party publisher that is now going away, so to speak. And again, we'll see all the details of how it works. I'm sure things like Deathloop and any contract agreements that have already been put in place, Microsoft clearly is going to honor them because they've done that, you know, with games like The Outer Worlds and things like that. But I mean, long term, eventually all these games are going to be on Xbox. So, you know, that is the negative in it. It does take away a third party publisher. It does take away IPs that could have been on every platform. Like, example, these games, maybe they're not on Switch, you know, Nintendo, just stuff like that. You know what I mean? So that would be the negative to me.
Not only that, but from the good side now, we've been playing a lot of the mobile device from, you know, Xbox Game Pass, the xCloud. And this is going to be good for those that can afford a gaming console but have a mobile device and a controller. Now all these games is also going to be available there on your mobile device too, man. Because we're talking about always the consoles, but let's keep it real, Paris. There's going to be people that are going to use this service just strictly mobile, and that's it. Strictly mobile.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's going to happen. That's going to happen as well, which again is why I said Xbox building their services now. Project xCloud is a part of Game Pass. So again, another incentive for people to want to subscribe to Game Pass, because they'll be able to experience these games on whatever platform they want, be it, you know, on a console, on a PC, or cloud streaming.
Yeah.
Look, this is, in my opinion, this is 90% great news, in my opinion. The 10% is what I just said. You're taking a major third-party publisher off the board. So Microsoft, so basically, whether some of these games show up on other platforms or not, this goes through Xbox now to get there. Long term, short term, things are probably not going to change that much. But long term, things will obviously change with these IPs. And if you had no interest in Xbox, you know, maybe this upsets you today. But I would counter and say, now maybe this can give you the opportunity to give Xbox a second look, and maybe you might like what you see. But I think from an Xbox standpoint, if you're an Xbox fan, you're doing flips right now, because this is amazing news, because this just adds more value to your investment into that ecosystem, which clearly is what Microsoft is trying to do. Else they wouldn't have spent $7.5 billion to do it. But yeah, man, I think anyone that was already excited about Game Pass, that excitement should just double right now, because you have so much value coming from that subscription service. And it's why I've been saying for a while, this is the future of the way we're going to consume games, via the subscription service like this. Because if the more people that obviously sign up, the more profitable it's going to be for Microsoft, and the more aggressive they're going to want to keep adding value to it to keep people locked in. I think it's great. Now, I also say this, doing this a day before the pre-orders go live, if Microsoft wasn't planning to do this, they damn well should, by the time we get to November 10th, put at least 3 months of Game Pass inside every console that ships this holiday. I mean, it really becomes the new game, the packed in game. Now you just pack in 3 months of Game Pass with it as well. Let people test drive the service and see if it's something for them. And with them adding these Bethesda IPs to that, I mean, again, I think anyone that starts to use Game Pass, if you stop using it, you're probably going to wind up missing. I know I sound like a freaking commercial saying this, but I personally believe in what they're doing, because I think it's a great value. And I think it's a smart way to allow people to try more games. And I know, taking this slightly away from Bethesda for a second, this weekend, I've been using Game Pass a lot on cloud streaming, just trying out games because I can. Like, I've been playing, like, I never played the Goose game. Been playing the Goose game this weekend. I was already playing Spiritfarer on PC, but now I jumped and started playing Spiritfarer on Game Pass just casually on my mobile phone. You know, it allows you to try things that normally you probably wouldn't have tried, or you wouldn't want to spend money on to try. Now they're all available to you. And again, this Bethesda acquisition just adds to that. There are Bethesda games now that I probably, like Fallout 76, as an example. It's been just a train wreck, but I know they've been fixing it a lot lately, right? It's gotten better. Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I will, you know, stuff like that.
Wait, what's this breaking news? What Obsidian
Tweet. Oh my God. Back. If they just said Fallout New Vegas, I'm in the stream and I'm going to go faint. I'm going to go pass out. What did they say?
What they wrote.
Now I got to go find it.
Go find somebody it. Mentioned in the chat. Please read what they wrote.
Let's see. Oh my God. Let me find it. Where is it? Where is Obsidian? Okay. Here's Obsidian's Twitter. Let's see.
What are they tweeting?
No, it's just funny. Someone had tweeted at them, so Fallout New Vegas 2 is a legit possibility now, right? And then they quote tweeted it like, maybe. So, dude, if that happens.
The crowd will go nuts. That's the best.
Now, let me throw Conspiracy Steve at you. Obsidian had the option to make an Outer Worlds 2, or Phil said, here's the budget, put a team on it, you can do Fallout New Vegas 2. Which one would you want them to do?
Yeah, that's a good one, because I love Outer Worlds. I love that game so much. You know what? I think they should go with part 2. New Vegas. I think
you're saying Fallout New Vegas 2.
Yeah, because it's been so long. Okay. Why not try?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm actually with you. That was going to be my thing. As much as I like the Outer Worlds, I'd rather see a sequel to Fallout New Vegas, personally, if I had to choose, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I feel that they could do that while they're working on Outer Worlds 2, take that little break. Because look, I don't want a company to release games so fast. I want them to take their time. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I will go with New Vegas and let them work on Outer Worlds 2 for like later in the future. So
wow, this is insane. Yeah.
Yeah. This is crazy, man. I think we're gonna be talking about this for a very, very long time. And it was smart that Xbox announced this 24 hours before pre-orders start.
This was not an accident.
X and S.
Yeah.
Not an accident.
This
business is like a game of chess. You got to think before you move, man.
Yep.
Yes, it hurt Xbox that the Series S leak kind of hurt them short term. Kind of hurt them a little bit, right? Cuz they had this whole thing planned out. Think about it, Paris. In another timeline.
Yeah, another multiverse.
Xbox would have announced Series X last week and say to pre-order on the 22nd, right? And the day before, they probably also would announce this about Bethesda still. So that would have been like 2 weeks of just Xbox news straight up. So in a way, it was, look, I hate when it happens, like leaks. I'm not a big fan of that. But in a way, it was kind of good that it happened so PlayStation could have their shine. But then Xbox will come back. Like, it's like back and forth. So at the end of the day, as a gamer, seeing all these news from not only from those two companies, but also Nintendo, like, it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be a gamer, man. There's news, breaking news all the time, you know? So it's awesome, man.
It is. Wow. I mean, it's just like, wow. It's really a wow moment. This has never happened. I think it's safe to say that, right? This has never happened. We've never seen an acquisition this big in gaming with this many prestigious IPs at the same time. It's never happened. I mean, think about it. It's like, it's literally, I know we've talked about it a million times already, but it's literally sinking in. Xbox now is the home of Wolfenstein, Fallout, Doom. Quake. Doom. I mean, it's like Elder Scrolls. It's like when you let that sink in, because these are iconic IPs. These aren't just some like, oh, they had a good game here, there, whatever. These are literally the past 30 years. These are iconic gaming IPs that we all love. We all want to play. And Xbox just acquired them. Not to mention all the other stuff that comes with this as well. But just focusing in on those IPs specifically, you know? That's incredible, dude. It really is. It really is incredible that they were able to pull this off and to be able to now, every time you see Fallout, every time you see Doom, every time you see Quake, it has an Xbox logo next to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty wild, man. And it is not to mention, this also helps Bethesda and those studios as well, because what's been one of the main complaints we've had about Fallout games or Elder Scroll games, right? They're buggy as hell when they come out, and to the point where it's just a meme. We joke about it. We accept that they're buggy. Now they have the entire might of Microsoft behind them to help with that, to properly QA and bug test these games before they launch. Now that they're a part of Game Pass, maybe Bethesda doesn't feel the need to rush a game out to meet a holiday launch window. If it needs to be delayed, like we just do, Microsoft just delayed Halo. I mean, so they're clearly not afraid to delay a major IP if it needs more time. So I think the quality of Bethesda games goes up now as well. It's a win-win all around, in my opinion. Unless you're only a PlayStation guy. If you're only a PlayStation guy, maybe this upsets you today. But I think as gamers, this overall is great news. I really do. I honestly, truly do think this is great news. It really is.
Yeah, man. It's exciting, man. It's exciting. And what was one of the things that Aaron Greenberg posted? He said, assembled, right? That's what I said. Avengers assembled. I was like, oh, snap. That's dope. That's pretty cool, man. No, it's exciting, man. It's exciting. Look, I know that this was super last minute. Like, I was drinking coffee. I was just watching TV. I had no idea about this news. And then Pirates hit me up. Yo, record. Let's go now. I'm like, okay. And it sucks that P is not here. I think he's in the chat.
I saw he pinged us privately. But yeah, Pete, if you're here, sorry. It was like, this was so last minute. We're like, let's just get it up now. So we didn't know your availability.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that you were working, you know. But yeah, we're excited. I think, wow. Like, I was even thinking, man, what are we going to talk about for Thursday's episode? I guess this is it, you know. Like,
yeah, I think we're done. I think we're good.
I think we're done for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is insane. Oh, man. Anything else, Paris? Anything else?
No, before, I mean, hey, thank you. I would just say thank you to everyone that tuned in live. I mean, you know, appreciate it. Again, this was so last minute. There's no script. We're literally just winging it doing this. But this is pretty big news. This is pretty big news. I think it's safe to say this has shaken up the industry for sure. Let's see what the bad pun fallout is going to be from this. But it's huge, man. It's huge. And I'll just say once again, if you weren't a Game Pass subscriber, you might want to look into it at this point, because I just think this adds incredible value to that service. And this was a huge acquisition for Microsoft to Xbox moving forward. The console pre-orders start tomorrow. You know, if you're interested in that, make sure you do what you got to do to be able to get one. And it's going to be a fun next couple of years, man, to see how all this shakes out. You know, as far as when these games are going to come out, how are they going to come out, what platforms, etc. So really looking forward to it. It's fun. This is exciting. This is why I love doing this stuff, these kind of things, because it gives us something to talk about, speculate, and honestly celebrate. I mean, this, as a gamer, forget console wars, as a gamer, this, I think ultimately this is a great acquisition for the gaming industry, because I think these IPs are going to get even better having the might and the wallet of Microsoft behind them. That's what I think.
Yeah. I have to say this. I think that having Satya as the CEO of Microsoft helped the company so much, not only from the gaming division, but just overall. It helped the company so much, man. And now that the company's taking gaming serious, because there was rumors that they were planning to sell Xbox. You remember that? That rumor from years ago?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
This means, like, yo, they're taking this seriously. And Satya sees the potential now with xCloud, Game Pass, beyond just having all the exclusives for the console. Now they're thinking about cloud gaming too. Like, this is going to be big for the company. And there's a reason why Bethesda was acquired. It was not just having those exclusives for the console, man. This is beyond that. This is thinking of it as, like, entertainment wise, that this is going to be big for the company, man. More people are going to be subscribing to Game Pass from PC, console, mobile. It's going to be a huge thing for them, man, and they're going to be banking like crazy. Look, the conversation we were having now for a while is that each console that they sell, it's going to be they're losing money out every single time. It happened back in the original Xbox and part Xbox 360 came out and everything, right? But now having all these studios for Game Pass and now the subscription service is growing more now with more people signing up, it's going to help the company so much, man, I think, man. Forget about the console wars or all that BS, but I'm talking about like from the business point of view, this is freaking huge. Huge. Matt Booty is probably like, woo, more work. More work for him to be traveling and having meetings and all this stuff. Holy smokes. This is insane, man. Insane. So look, if you can't afford to get both consoles, at least you could do maybe the $25 one, the cheapest one, and go for it. And that, by the way, Paris, so last night I was playing on my device, my mobile device, Note 20, Game Pass, everything, right? And I'm looking at all the games. I'm like, man, that's a lot of Bethesda games there. I thought about it last night, but I was like, oh, whatever. Let's just let it, you know, see Rage 2, Fallout, Elder Scrolls Online, all that stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. All right. And look what happened today, man.
Freaking it's crazy, huge. Dude.
A mic drop. Mic drop. Holy crap.
It's just crazy.
I mean, yeah, but look, I was going to say thank you to everybody that joined us because this was like super last minute. We had like over 530 people here the number that I got to see here. But for like super last minute, this is pretty cool. Very, very, very cool. Anything else? That's it, Paris? We good?
Yeah, I think that's it, man. Again, I want to thank everyone hanging out here live. And I'm still flummoxed. I'm still in shock over this. And obviously, I know there's details we're missing, most likely, because this literally just broke and we just immediately went on. So we'll see how this shakes out for what does that mean for games that are going to be on PlayStation, Nintendo. I'm sure short term nothing changes, but long term, I would assume these IPs are going to be exclusive to Xbox. But this is big news. Again, I think this is probably the biggest acquisition in gaming history. I can't think of anything bigger.
Yeah, nothing bigger than this. Totally agree. All right, so head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Put your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio. Also, check us out on Amazon Music. We're there too. And if you have Alexa, just say, Alexa, play GamerTag Radio, and they'll play like the latest episode of GTR. Also, if you'd like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you can contact us. Yes, hit us up. Let us know your feedback about this breaking news, and tell us your thoughts about it, all right? And we'll play out here on the show. All right, so this is Danny and also Paris here. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.